Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, halfway point. 3 weeks out from polling day, both major parties in full stride. So who's in front? An armed man leads officers on a dangerous chase through the suburbs of Melbourne. Safety at last. Dozens of women and children trapped in a Ukrainian steelworks plant finally free. And more awards for the Sydney hero who brought down a knife-wielding killer in the CBD.
This is 7 News. With Jody Spears.
Good morning. Less than 3 weeks out from the federal election, Labor is in a winning position in the latest news poll. On two-party preferred, Labor has held its strong lead, 53-47, while Scott Morrison remains preferred Prime Minister in front of Anthony Albanese by 6 points. After a week in COVID isolation, Mr. Albanese is back at work, officially launching his campaign yesterday. Political editor Mark Riley reports.
To the strains of an 80s Aussie rock classic, through the embrace of Labor Prime Ministers of the past, and the most popular Premier of the present in his state, Anthony Albanese tailors his pitch to become the next Labor legend.
I will show up, I will step up, and I will bring people together. I will lead with integrity and I will treat you with the respect that you deserve.
The theme, a better future. The centrepiece, a help to buy scheme to put more average Australians into their own homes. Government providing up to 40% equity in a new home and up to 30% in existing houses for 10,000 people a year, which owners can either buy out over time or pay back when the property's sold. The price caps from $600,000 in smaller centres to $850,000 in Melbourne and $950,000 in Sydney, providing up to $380,000 towards the purchase.
I want to build a better future and I want to help more Australians own a stake in it.
Also promising to legislate to lift women's pay in female-dominated sectors, $1 billion to develop value-added products from Australian resources.
We will bring manufacturing back home.
More electric vehicle charging stations across the country.
If we don't shape the future will shape us.
And what was to be the centrepiece but beaten to the punch by the government's promise yesterday to cut PBS medicines by $10, going further $12.50, enforcing a maximum price for all PBS drugs of $30.
No one held back and no one left behind.
To become just the fourth Labor leader to win from opposition since World War II, Anthony Albanese is going to have to harness some of this feeling among the Labor faithful and take it outside to average voters to build some real momentum in the final 3 weeks of this campaign. From his former boss, do you feel a 2007 happening here or something different?
Very strong mood for change in the country. They want to toss this mob out and looking for a new government.
Scott Morrison organising his own competing rally.
Greater Western Sydney, how good?
Knowing launch days for the other side can be hit and miss.
I might be ruthless.
Don't miss.
Helping young people navigate the modern game of life through a boost to mental health and suicide prevention.
Okay, well, let's go.
And says homeowners won't be able to sleep at night under Labor's Help to Buy scheme.
They're looking to make money out of this. Now, I don't have a plan to make money off people buying their own home.
Anthony Albanese says his plan is simple, that the next time he does this, we'll be claiming victory on election night. Mark Riley, 7 News.
Scott Morrison is promising more cost of living help for older Australians if he's re-elected. The Prime Minister will make a pledge today to expand eligibility for the seniors' health card. The $70 million plan will see the income threshold test increased on July 1st. It means an additional 50,000 older Australians will be eligible for cheaper medications and healthcare, as well as discounts on electricity and gas bills and public transport. Josh Frydenberg is fighting for his political survival, taking aim at the independent candidate threatening to unseat him in Kooyong. The Treasurer told hundreds of supporters at his campaign launch even his main opponent's mother-in-law will be voting for him.
A very nice lady in her 70s, I think, came up to me and said, Josh, I'm voting for you. I said, that's very nice. And she goes, I'm Monique Ryan's mother-in-law.
The seat of Kooyong has always been held by Conservatives, but there was a large swing against the Liberals in 2019, and recent polling shows it's even closer this year. An alleged carjacker is in hospital after a dangerous police pursuit in Melbourne. Innocent lives were put at risk multiple times as the armed driver sped through streets on the wrong side of the road.
A death-defying race for freedom comes to a crashing end. A carjacked SUV rammed as the driver realises he's cornered in a dead-end street. He makes a final dash out the door, but it's too late. With hands outstretched in surrender, specialist police swoop with a knee to the head, then punches and kicks rain down, at least a dozen, to secure his arrest.
I started screaming because he got out the car and I'm like, he's coming at us. He got out the car and ran to us, and then all these gunshots went off.
It's an intense conclusion to a chase that began 12 minutes earlier as the vehicle sped by, dodging a patrol car, the driver hitting the accelerator and becoming airborne, speeding down the middle of suburban roads, squeezing between lanes and crossing nature strips without hesitation, passing car after car. But it became clear the driver was running out of options when the special operations group caught up with him. As the dog squad closed in, it's alleged he stole the Kia at gunpoint during a home invasion, sparking the pursuit. Senior police defending the level of force used.
The seriousness of the offending, the dynamics of what occurred today, is justified at this point.
The 24-year-old man was taken by ambulance to hospital ahead of what's expected to be a long police interview. Rochelle Brown, 7 News.
A United Nations operation to evacuate civilians sheltering inside a steelworks in the city of Mariupol has begun. Ukraine's president says a group of 100 people were the first to leave after weeks under siege. The evacuation coincides with a visit from the Speaker of the US House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi.
America stands with Ukraine. We stand with Ukraine until victory is won.
More than 1,000 civilians and 500 wounded soldiers are still trapped in the Mariupol steelworks. A Sydney man will be given an International Bravery Award for bringing down a knife-wielding killer. Jamie Ingram used a chair to stop rampaging murderer Mert Ney, who was running through the city after killing one woman and wounding another.
I do think about the day quite regularly.
When a killer armed with a knife rampaged through the city.
Drop the knife!
August 2019, Jamie Ingram in the red tie among those chasing Mert Ney, who'd murdered Michaela Dunn and stabbed Lynn Bow in the street.
There was a lot of very, very close calls where I don't think people even knew how close it was.
Near Wynyard Station, Jamie saw him heading towards a crowd of people.
So that's sort of when I thought, if I'm going to do something, it's now.
On this corner with a cafe chair.
Caught up with him right here just as we were stepping down, hit him with the chair and landed here. Knife went back into the gutter over there. You know, we restrained him here.
Did you feel that anyone, that your life was at risk?
I never really focused on that. I don't think anybody really focused on that on the day.
Despite the danger.
The military training, certainly helps in certain instances. Dad was always, if you can help, you can help. And, you know, that was sort of how I grew up.
His actions in bringing down Ney, seeing him honoured by Britain's Royal Humane Society. He'll be receiving the Stanhope Gold Medal, recognising the most courageous and heroic act in the Commonwealth, already honoured with the New South Wales Gold Medal.
It's just incredibly humbling to be recognised, and And I just give a shout out to everyone on the day.
That brave strangers worked together to save lives.
The community stood up and said, no, we're okay. This is not okay. And we don't want this happening in Sydney.
Seven News.
Denmark's Crown Princess Mary and her family have celebrated the confirmation of Princess Isabella. The 15-year-old is the eldest daughter of Australian-born Mary and Crown Prince Frederick. The teenage princess was confirmed at the Fredensborg Palace Church in a ceremony attended by Queen Marguerite and the royal couple's three other children. Controversial Liberal candidate Catherine Deves has hit back at her critics, claiming the silent majority of Australians support her stance on transgender athletes. She's kept a low profile since a series of remarks came to light, but she's come out swinging today, accusing her opponent of being a hypocrite, claiming Zali Steggall, the former Olympian, is not prepared to defend the rights of female athletes. Australia's record-shattering housing boom looks to be over. Researchers at property valuer PropTrack have found home price growth stalled in April.
The boom is definitely over. Whether prices fall from here, I think, is the big question. We're definitely in for a period of slower growth, that's without a doubt.
All eyes are now on tomorrow's meeting of the Reserve Bank Board with a rise in interest rates on the table. That means it might be time to shop around for a new home loan.
Refinancing isn't an exciting word, but $24,000 over 3 years is for Hayley Bullens.
I asked my current lender for a reduction and they refused.
Now she has a new lender and new variable rate an entire percent lower.
Really shocked to discover the savings I could make.
Mortgage broker Uno's online calculator scores loans.
Most people are not on the best rate.
Among the most competitive variable rates, Bank Australia is offering 1.99% and St George 2.09%.
Be aware that that could go up. So, you know, stress test your mortgage.
For fixed rates, top contenders are Bank Australia with 3% for a one-year loan and 3.8% for 3 years, and ANZ at 3.29% for 1 year and 4.39% for 3 years. Lenders are also competing on cashback offers. Member-owned bank BCU is offering $5,000 to new customers with a 2.29% variable rate. Canstar's picks are St George with $4,000 and 2.09%, and Rams offering the same amount and 2.19%.
If you've got a very competitive rate, that might actually outweigh a cashback offer.
The top tip for saving on your mortgage doesn't change. Simply repay it as quickly as you can. Better deals are also offered to those who've paid off significant portions. And everyone can shop around.
If you do nothing, you're going to get poor results.
Especially with a rate rise coming. Michelle Jensen, 7 News.
Queensland's Premier has made a special visit to Sydney to meet with International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. It's the first time organisers for the 2032 Games in Brisbane have met with officials since the city was awarded the event. One surprise consideration, possibly including virtual sport as part of the global competition.
It's going to be a Games not just for Brisbane and Queensland, but for Australia.
Members of the IOC will this week travel to Queensland to inspect progress of the Games. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones finished the week down, the Nasdaq closed lower, in London the FTSE added 35 points, Germany's DAX also gained. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,896 an ounce, oil is $104 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 70.64 US cents, 91.67 Japanese yen and $1.09 New Zealand. New South Wales government ministers are in revolt this morning, slamming inclusion training sessions as PC insanity. On top of being told not to drink alcohol in the office, ministers in Dominic Perrottet's government are being asked not to yell at staff and avoid using the word mate. It's part of a new Respect at Work initiative to promote inclusivity. One of the most enjoyable events in the White House calendar has made a welcome return after a two-year COVID delay. Let's go live now to US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney. Good morning, Ash. The correspondents' dinner is all about the jokes, and President Biden had a few of his own.
You sure did, Jodie. Good morning. After a two-year hiatus, the Correspondents' Dinner is back. There was a night of plenty of schmoozing between the press and power brokers. Joe Biden took a swipe at his predecessor, Donald Trump, who didn't attend these dinners during his war with the so-called fake news. And Trevor Noah roasted just about everyone in the room.
You could have picked any comedian. You could have invited anyone, but you went with the South African variants. Very on theme.
This is the first time the president attended this dinner in 6 years. It's understandable. We had a horrible plague followed by 2 years of COVID.
Plenty of high-profile guests, among them Kim Kardashian and her new beau Pete Davidson, Drew Barrymore, Martha Stewart and Gail King, the TV presenter. Of course, lots of pressing issues on the White House agenda, so I'm sure everyone is back to work today. Perhaps a little dusty, though. Jodie?
Absolutely. Ash Mullaney, thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Some Lance Franklin brilliance wasn't enough for the Swans, going down to fellow premiership contenders Brisbane. After a slow first half, Buddy pulled Sydney back into the contest in the third term, kicking four goals in just 11 minutes. But the Lions roared back to run out 24-point winners, sealing their first victory at the SCG since 2009. The Dragons have notched up their third straight win after defeating the Tigers. After a scoreless first half and led by Ben Hunt, the Saints blew out to a 12-0 lead before Luke Brooks cut the deficit with minutes to go. But the Dragons held on to win 12-6. The supercar's return to the Wild West has delivered danger and drama. After Shane van Gisbergen's maiden Perth win on Saturday, trouble loomed at Wanneroo. On the second lap of race 11, a nudge from Jack LeBrock caused a smashed Scott Pye.
Monster crash! Pye, now he's had big ones here before.
I mean, he just didn't lift, so it was massive.
After an hour to fix the wall, Cam Waters fought off Will Davison but copped a 5-second penalty, handing Davison his first victory since Bathurst 2016. Van Gisbergen once again proved why he's the best in the business, winning the finale to extend his lead in the drivers' standings. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a trough is generating showers and the odd storm over parts of WA, Queensland and New South Wales. Unstable onshore winds are driving showers over western Tasmania. A trough is triggering showers and the odd storm over WA's north and the top end. Around the capitals today, Brisbane partly cloudy, heading for a top of 26 degrees. Sydney mostly sunny, 23. Canberra sunny, heading for 19. Melbourne partly cloudy, 21 the top. Hobart partly cloudy, 20. Adelaide partly cloudy, 22 degrees. Mostly sunny in Perth, 24. And Darwin sunny and 35 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Monday, the 2nd of May, 2022.